And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. Back after a little bit of a vacation out of the country. Damn, it's good to be back in the country. Let's just put it that way. Wow, lots happening within these borders over the last couple weeks that I've been gone. Start with a theme song here. We might not be able to play it much longer because they might get a hockey team back in Winnipeg. Apparently, Buzz has it that they might be moving the Atlanta Thrashers back to good old Winnipeg to replace the long-lost Jets that got moved to Phoenix, of course, and you know all about that mess. Failed no-confidence vote. Oh, I could go on. You know what happened. You were here. Anyways. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of new stuff on our plates here. Not the least of which includes the brand new Anvil. They were on Conan O'Brien yesterday, celebrating the release of their DVD, The Story of Anvil. So we'll treat you to a little Anvil later on the show. Along those lines, we have what could quite possibly be the last album of all new Voivod material called Infinity. We'll let you know more about that later on the program. As well, we have new releases from the likes of Magneta Lane, Peace, The Parlor Steps, 90 Pounds of Ugly, The Rain and Sidewalk, The Action. Oh, great punk band from Toronto. And brand new You Say Party, We Say Die. Oh, and of course, while I was gone, Fucked Up won the Polaris Music Prize for 2009. So we'll poke some Fucked Up in there somewhere before the end of the show. We're here with you until 8 p.m. playing you the new, best in new and not so new independent Canadian music from coast to coast. And if you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can give me a ringy-ding at 822-2487-604 UBC CITR if you want to hear something, just say hi. And of course, you can email me at thecanadianway on CITR at gmail.com. In the meantime, we are going to get started with something brand new from a DJ Mixed CD from Montreal duo Chromeo, who are in the midst of recording a brand new CD as we speak. So keep our eyes and ears peeled for that. Should be coming out sometime in the summer of 2010. In the meantime, we are going to be playing something from the Chromeo DJ Kicks CD, which is part of the DJ Kicks series from Exclaim K7 label out of Germany. This being the first DJ Kicks compilation since 2007, for those of you that are into that sort of stuff. Anyways, from Chromeo, we are going to be listening to their version of Toba's Moving Up to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Was something from 2009 Polaris Prize winners, Toronto's Fucked Up. From their winning CD, The Chemistry of Common Life, we heard the track called Magic Word. And of course, Pink Eye and Company present to accept the award. All 10 bands, actually, for the first time ever in the Polaris Prize Awards history, showed up to perform at the gala, which took place on September 21st at the Toronto Auditorium. And, yeah, apparently it was quite the show. I missed it completely. Didn't even get to hear the radio audio feed of it on CBC, but that's the way it goes. Before Fucked Up, we heard something from the brand new Chromeo DJ mix from the DJ Kick series from the Exclaim K7 label out of Germany. We heard their version of Movin' Up, which was a song originally done by Montreal DJ Toba. So double-prong Canadian reference there, to be sure. A little bit about the DJ Kick series, of course, has been going since 2000. They have now done 13 of them. This is magic number 13. This one, Chromeo's DJ Kicks, came out on October 1st on iTunes. But unfortunately, you don't get four tracks that actually show up on the physical CD because they couldn't get digital clearance for those particular tracks. And as I said earlier, the new album should be coming out in the summer of 2010. They're thinking probably July 2010? 2010? 10? I don't know. What the hell do you call 2010? I know it's the 10s, but what do? You just say summer 10? I don't know. Apparently, they have the brand new song, which is going to be the lead-off single for the upcoming new album, available free for download at Green Label Sound, greenlabelsound.org. And it's their first new recording since the Fancy Footwork sessions back in 2005. So it should be good to hear some brand new music from Chromeo. As for the DJ Kick series, like I said earlier, that was their first DJ Kicks mix from the Exclaim K7 label since Book of Shades 2007 DJ Kicks compilation. We're going to get back to the music now. I'm going to play something from a Vancouver band that's gaining a lot of buzz for their brand new CD, which is their, third full length, I believe? And got lots of additional buzz around it because they've got several high-profile stories, etc. We're talking about Vancouver's You Say Party, We Say Die. Their new album is called XXXX. Came out on September 29th. And they're playing a slew of gigs all over the place. They're going to be playing the Halifax Pop Explosion at the Paragon in Halifax, Nova Scotia on October 24th. Great lineup that they'll be a part of. They'll be playing with Japandroids, Little Girls, and Zeus as well. Like I said earlier, they are the cover band for this month's issue of Exclaim because they're the X3 Artist of the Month, which means that they're getting top billing on CBC Radio 3, Ox TV, and Exclaim Magazine, and Exclaim TV. In addition, You Say Party, We Say Die was also on the cover of last month's Beatroot Magazine, which is starting to gain a bit of buzz as well. So good for You Say Party, We Say Die. They have the album still streaming on their website, brand new website, YouSayPartyWeSayDie.ca. And of course, they played the 24 Hours of Radio Hell last Thursday. So band's doing lots of things these days, and a fantastic CD to back it all up with. From XXXX, we're going to listen to the track called She's Spoken For, and then after this, we'll listen to some brand new Parlor Steps. It's going to be an all-local set of brand new music here for you on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Or any songs about her.
You're listening to The Canadian Way. You're on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. We're a half hour into the program today, and you just heard something from three Vancouver bands. Music that's brand new, as it almost always is here on The Canadian Way. From The Rain and The Sidewalks, very auspicious double CD called Weakness, which can be found on the McLean Records label. We heard the track called The Entire Fucking Universe, and I'm thinking that Trevor Michael Thompson, a.k.a. The Rain in the Sidewalk, if he bump it up maybe about 50, 70 decibels, he could be No Means No on that track. Showing a bit of chutzpah for once, instead of whimpering as he kind of is in his kind of 80s post-new wavy emo kind of way. Let's see, The Rain in the Sidewalk also played the 24 Hours of Radio Hell Marathon. They played on the second day, Friday, October 2nd, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I think it was. Some piteously late slot. He recorded the new double CD at The Hive, one of a growing list of local bands. And not-so-local bands, actually, now using the infamous Hive studio and turning out great product from it. This CD, Weakness, was released on September 5th, and The Rain in the Sidewalk will be playing Pat's Pub Sunday, October 11th, with local bands The Wind Whistles and Unreliable Narrator, as well as a band from Holland called Paper Tiger. So you might want to go check that out, October 11th. That's a Sunday at Pat's Pub. Before that, we heard from Vancouver's Parlor Steps. This is their fourth CD. It came out on October 1st. Name of the CD is called The Hidden Names and can be found on 9 Mile Records, which is their own label. We heard the track called Miraculous, and it's another one in their anthology of what they call their Thought Rock series. And had a talk with Caleb Stoll way back in, what was it, August of 2007, when his previous CD, the third one, Ambiguoso, came out. And he said he was hoping for a great leap forward in the recorded content. You can definitely hear it on the CD. They have added a full-time keyboard player by the name of Allison Myra. Was a sort of a session player on past albums. Now she's a full-fledged member of the band and is contributing to the songwriting. And definitely sounds like there's more of a full group creative dynamic happening with Parlor Steps now, as opposed to it being more on the one-man band kind of strain when it was mostly just the Caleb Stoll project on the first couple albums. So, yeah. The evolution of Parlor Steps is going ahead strong and fast. And before that, we started it all off with You Say Party, We Say Die from their brand new CD, which can be found on the Paper Bag Records label, called XXXX, being well reviewed all over the place. Recently got a 7.5 on Pitchfork, so that's pretty good, since basically anything over 7 is pretty much unheard of. And yeah, like I said, they are the X3 Artist of the Month. So if you go to CBC Radio 3 or exclaim.ca or aux.ca, A-U-X.ca, you will find cover stories on the brand new CD XXXX and a bit of a background on where the band is now. Up until recently, of course, they were banned from touring from the States. Apparently, that's going to be ending in a couple months' time, so they're going to hit the States with full vengeance in the new year to promote this brand new album. And the timing couldn't be better, because this basically is their best album, so what better time to pounce on the States than now? Yes, you say party, we say die. We're going to start off this set of music with a couple of bands that are from the Ottawa area and actually share some members. Name of the bands are Kingmakers and 90 Pounds of Ugly. They share the stand-up bass player Stephen K. Donnelly, who's actually also one of the lead music writers, songwriters with Kingmakers, who we're going to start off the set with. This Kingmakers CD is their second album. Where did I put it? There we are. And it's called Tupelo to Memphis. And it was recorded over at the Sun Records Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. They recorded both of their albums there. They're pretty much addicted to the place. They said that it's the best sounding studio they've ever used, and they probably won't use any other one in their entire career unless they find a jewel in the haystack. The CD was released on September 26th. And their debut album, of course, is called Live at Sun Studios. So I'm glad they kind of went with the Tupelo to Memphis thing, although still heavy in the Elvis thing. And you'll hear it when you hear the music. This is the Kingmakers with something from their brand new CD called Can't Get No Worse. This is Kingmakers to start off this set of music featuring a couple Ottawa rockabilly meisters here on the Canadian Way. On CITR FM 101.9.
The alimony's due, the truck is up on blocks, kids need new shoes, the car is in the shop, roof's leaking rain, collect a call again. They say apparently electricity ain't free. Unemployment's up, take our jobs if you got them. I'm running out of luck, getting close to rock bottom. The light at the end of the tunnel, probably train. And I'm too far gone to ever come back. Keep holding on. Can't get no worse. So bad it hurts. Can't get no worse. The bank is on the phone, the mortgage payment bounce. I've given all I got, but they want another ounce. They gonna shit my pay to pay my taxes due. Took all my savings and my home with it too. And the light at the end of the tunnel is probably train. And I'm too far gone to ever come back again. On my side, you say you'll be true. At least I've got you. Together we'll barrel on.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Well, I talked about you in group last week.
Oh, really?
Well, I think they thought I was lying. And I swallowed my tongue last time we kissed.
Do you have leprosy?
Oh, a king that's close to dying. And my sister came round to visit last week, and all I could say was, shit, sputum, asshole, pecker, mucus, membrane, earwax, perineum, functor, glands, afterbirth, bugger, defecate, balls, semen, balls, pecker. And what I meant to say was that meant someone. Oh, girl, you drive me crazy, and you got my senses on the run.
Dozen voices in my head, well, they speak highly of you. And when I'm zipping through outer space, Lord, I can't stop thinking about you. When I first saw you in the common room, well, I fainted, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't because of that rogue chair. His name is David, and I don't really like it. The chair, I mean. And since I don't know your name, I'll just give you one. Caliban. And I'll be Miranda. Drive me crazy. Let's run off and murder a panda.
Oh,
I'm batshit crazy for you, baby. Don't ask me why, cause my mind's a little lazy. All I know is when you're by my side, the urge to kill again withers and dies. The majority of my personalities think you're the best, and you're the bee's knees. I'm batshit crazy for you, baby.
Flicker next to your ear.
I have a nickel!
Oh, can I have it? Well, I swallowed the key to my roller skates.
I love you.
Oh, could you reach in and grab it? Oh, when they locked me up in that padded room, oh, I bounced off the walls and 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 there's not a whole lot to do, you know, when you're locked in a padded room, but bounce off the walls and kind of muscle around and throw your shoulder into it and get blood everywhere. Did I mention the blood? Yes, I was coughing up blood because I burnt out my throat, screaming out, yelling for you, till eventually the only sound that I could make was to whisper your pretty name. Oh, girl, you drive me crazy. But tell me, do you feel the same?
Do you know what it smells like?
Tostitos?
When you cut somebody open. And are you in here for syphilis?
My dentist gave it to
me. Oh, cause that's what I've been hoping. Oh, every time I see you grin, I think about all the times we spent together in the television, and I remember all those crazy things we'd do, all those funny things we'd see, and that singing, that horrible fucking singing. Come knock on my door, we'll be waiting for you. When the kiss will be hers and hers, no mine. Wait a second, you bastard. And we drove the bus to Botswana. Drive me crazy. Would you like to meet my iguana?
Oh,
I'm batshit crazy for you, baby. Don't ask me why, cause my mind's a little hazy. All I know is when you're by my side, the urge to kill again withers and dies. The majority of my personality is
thinking you're the best,
And you're the bee's knees.
Oh, I'm batshit crazy for you, baby.
Do you feel for looking for me? I need to do that one again.
We'll be right back.
that was epic, man. That was a set of Ottawa-based music for you there. We ended that set of music off with a band that later relocated to Toronto before ultimately breaking up in 1978. We're talking about The Action. And this is a compilation in the ongoing series of vintage Canadian punk reissues that Sudden Death Records is doing. This one is called The Action, The Complete Punk Recordings, 1977 to 78. Now, if you don't know about The Action, I'll tell you about them in just a moment. First of all, we'll let you know that the tune that we heard from that one was called Zona Rosa, which is actually from their second unreleased EP, which was to come out in early 1978, shortly after their relocation to Toronto. But partying, differences, what have you. And you know how punk bands are. Break up to get back together and then break up again. Anyways, it just didn't work out. They never released the second EP, but this great reissue reissues every track that was going to be on that unreleased second EP, as well as the first EP, which came out in 77, self-titled self-released effort, as well as some live tracks from the Show de l'Air Club in Hull, Quebec from 77, and from the Rotters Club in Ottawa in 78. So the story of The Action. They started making a name for themselves when they opened for the Ramones back in the summer of 1978, and then also got to open up for the Stranglers when they played their first North American tour a couple of months after that in the fall of 78. Their debut 12-inch and never-released follow-up EP and live tracks were all recorded by the band themselves, basically in their basement. So what you're hearing is pure raw action. That's why it, well, it sounds so muffled, lo-fi, as it were. Had to crank that sucker just for it to be heard. But if that's not punk, what the hell is? The Action, an interesting band, and thanks to Sudden Death Records for doing these reissues. And before that, we heard a couple of bands that are on the 10 Volt label, also out of Ottawa. Before The Action, we heard from 90 Pounds of Ugly, and from their Richmond Motel Room number 3, we heard the track called Batshit Crazy for Your Baby. Sending that one out to Shonsky. And, yeah, kind of humorous little track there. And before that, from the Kingmakers, from their CD Tupelo to Memphis, we heard the track called Get No Worse. We're going to be back with some music, as promised, from Voivod and Anvil. As well, to start off the next set, some brand new Islands, who will be playing in town soon, and something from Toronto's Magneta Lane. Stay tuned for that.
Thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. We've got just over a half hour left in the program before we throw it on over to Val and the Folk Oasis, so stay tuned for that. Also want to remind you that later on in the evening, you can stay tuned for Sexy in Van City starting at 10. And as well, of course, the Hans Kloss Misery Hour, hosted by everyone's favorite down-in-the-mouth DJ, Hans Kloss. So stay tuned for that. Lots of fun waiting for you here on a Wednesday night here on CITR. As promised earlier, we are going to be starting this set of music off with something from Islands, who will be playing in town at the Rickshaw Theater on October 20th. So you want to probably get your tickets to that, as it's probably going to sell out pretty soon if it hasn't already. But first, we are going to start off this set of music with a new song from a trio of young ladies from Toronto called Magneta Lane. Their new CD can be found on the Last Gang Records label. They made the jump from Paperbag after their last sophomore CD for this, their third CD, which came out on September 15th. They just shot their video for the first single, Lady Bones, in Detroit, so you want to keep your eyes and ears open for that. Should be on the old Much Music sometime soon. And they also just took part in the War Child Busking for Change Festival in Toronto at the end of September. So these girls getting out and about as they're just about to embark on their tour in the early part of 2010 to push this here CD all over North America. We are going to be starting off this set of music with a track called House of Mirrors. Some Magneta Lane to get this set of new music started here on the Canadian Way, here on CITR FM 101.9.
We'll be right back. shouting. We've come looking for you. Wished I'd hid under my bed with my hands over my head.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
You gotta learn to separate your dark.
that was a humorous little ditty from a Victoria band called the Laundronauts, who've taken a joke way too far, but that's okay, their music's catchy, so we'll let them get away with it. They're called the Laundronauts, and their CD is called Come Clean. As far as I know, this is their debut CD. On their bio, they say that they're up in the stratosphere somewhere over Western Canada, like they're actual astronauts that do laundry. Anyways, like I said, joke too far, music's good. From that CD, we heard the track called Stop, Drop, Fluff, and Fold. And as you may guess, each and every one of these 13 tracks on this CD have something to do with laundry. Joke taken too far. This CD came out on September 5th. And the Laundronauts are going to be playing Pub 340 on November 6th, which is a Friday, with Victoria, fellow Victoria band, the Love Me Knots, as well as Vancouver horror punk stalwarts, the Fiends. God, how long have they been around? That's got to be almost 20 years right there just for that band. And the Orpheans, which features members of the Greenbelt Collective. So that's happening Friday, November 6th at Pub 340, the Laundronauts with guests. Before that, we heard from Montreal via Victoria's Islands, Nick Thorburn and company rolling out their, gosh, what is this, their third album? Yeah, third album, and it can be found on the Anti Records label. And they'll be playing the Rickshaw Theater on October 20th. It doesn't say who the opening bands are on my gig listing, but like I say, you want to get your tickets quick because all it takes is the mere mention of Nick Thorburn's name. Nick Thorburn, and the tickets disappear. From Island's third full-length CD, Vapors, spelt with the U, I might add, to keep it Canadian. We heard the track called Disarming the Car Bomb, and before that, we heard from Toronto's Magneta Lane. A little bit of FemCon for you there. 100% FemCon on that track, as all three young ladies are of the female persuasion. And from their CD, Gambling with God, their debut on the Last Gang Records label, we heard the track called House of Mirrors. And yeah, as promised at the top of the show, we're going to play some new music from old Canadian metal bands. And one of them actually appeared on TV yesterday. American TV. we're talking about none other than Anvil. Their documentary came out on DVD this last Tuesday, October the 6th, called Anvil, The Story of Anvil. Creatively named little doc. But apparently it's a very insightful little glimpse in a band that probably should have given it up years ago, but didn't, so now they're legends. From their brand new CD, which is their 13th full-length CD, called, ironically enough, This Is 13, which can be found on the VH1 Classic Records label. Now, I don't know how they ended up on VH1's label, or that VH1 even had a label, but they do, and they did. And the name of the track that we're going to be starting with is called Woulda, or Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda. And then we're going to be following this up with some brand new, old Voivod. We'll explain that to you in just a moment's time. Here is some Anvil to get things started on this set of music on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9, Vintage Canadian Punk Reborn.
We'll be right back. never die. We'll be right back.
that was somewhat emotional. Last recording, probably ever, from Quebec City's Voivod. We'll tell you, I'll explain that in just a moment, but from their 12th full-length CD, which came out on June 23rd, called Infini, we heard Voivod's Global Warning. Now, the deal with this is probably going to be the last CD, the last true CD by Voivod, and the band has even been quoted as saying this. Now, if those of you that are unfamiliar with the Voivod story, it's been interesting, to say the least, over the years. Of course, Jason Newstad joined the band in 2002, became very, very close with band founder and lead guitarist Dennis Piggy Damore, who, of course, died of colon cancer back in 2006, but not before, with Jason Newstad's help, recording all the guitar tracks for the previous album, which came out in 2006, K-Tours, as well as this CD, Infini. And basically, he's in the very, basically on his deathbed, he recorded all of these, I think it was like 26 guitar tracks in total for these last two albums. And basically got them right all on the first try. Like one of those crazy, insane things where it was like a man possessed. He knew he was on a mission, had to get this done before he died. And the result was the 2006 album, K-Tours, as I said, and this brand new one, which was produced by the band, the remaining band, and Jason Newstad, called Infini. Now, to celebrate the release of the CD this last Tuesday, to be precise, October 6th, Voivod released a live DVD called Tatsumaki, Voivod in Japan 2008, which was actually the first live gig that they played without Dennis Piggy Damore. But yeah, basically Michael Langevin, or Michel Langevin, for all of you hardcore Frenchies out there that would be all over me for mispronouncing his name, said in a recent interview that now that the two albums have been completed around Dennis Damore's last guitar tracks, he doubts that Voivod will ever record any new music ever again. Now, this doesn't mean that it's the end of Voivod. They're still going to tour. They just played the Commodore Ballroom, of course, in August. And they're in the midst of a European tour, and then followed by a Japanese tour, and then coming back to North America to do another tour. So not it by a long shot for Voivod Live, but that's all you're getting for brand new music from Voivod ever, from the mouths of the band themselves. So that's kind of sad after almost 25 years of breaking heavy metal boundaries. Voivod will be recording no more music. But don't be sad. This is a great album, and what an awesome way for them to go out with a bang. And you can bet that there's going to be all sorts of live stuff coming out of the woodwork now that no new albums are going to be released. Best ofs, single compilations, the whole nine yards. So probably want to keep your eyes peeled for that. That's probably going to be coming out sooner than later. And speaking of Canadian bands with long storied histories to them, before Voivod, we heard from Anvil from Toronto, Ontario, who were on Conan O'Brien yesterday to push the release of their documentary, Anvil, The Story of Anvil, on DVD, which came out this last Tuesday. And they did so by playing their very first single from their very first album, which came out way, way, way the hell back in 1972, called Metal on Metal. We heard something from the new CD, This Is 13, called Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda. Now, we had some other stuff about Anvil here as well. They're going to be opening for AC/DC on their current world tour. Angus Young saw the documentary a couple months ago and said, had to have them. They're going to be opening for us this tour. So there you go. I guess they played when AC/DC played here in Vancouver. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody who ever went to that gig. But they are definitely playing all the rest of the AC/DC tour, which includes another 4 months of touring. So I hope the old guys can take it myself. But Steve Lips, Kudlow, vocals and guitar, Rob Reiner on drums, and Glenn Five on bass and vocals all came onto the show and chatted with Conan O'Brien yesterday and had some pretty funny stories to regale about playing rooms full of 10 people and why they just never gave it up. So we're glad that they didn't, because they're back and better than ever, and this album is well produced. I don't know who produced it, but it is a sonic kick to the nuts. So you want to check it out. It is Anvil's This Is 13 on the VH1 Classics label. Oh, freaking things. Like, they do reissues and stuff like that. I don't get it. Anyways, so we're going to play you a request now. Somebody called up named Jill, wanted to hear some Thunder Heist, who we've played before on the show. The brand new CD is a self-titled, well, actually, it's a self-titled debut, because up until now, they've only released EPs and limited edition singles. From the self-titled debut CD, we're going to be listening to my favorite track off of the CD called Nothing to Step To. Here is some Thunder Heist by request here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Nothing to step to, 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 nothing to step to.
that was something by request for Jill, who wanted to hear something from Toronto via Montreal's Thunder Heist from their self-titled debut CD, which is on the Big Dada Records label, distributed by Ninja Tune everywhere else in the world. We heard the track called Nothing to Step To. Nothing to Step To. That just about does it for this week's edition of The Canadian Way. I want to remind you to tune in next Wednesday evening from 6:30 until 8 for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with yours and my pal Anita B. And of course, I will be back in 2 weeks' time, which would put us at the, what would that be, the 21st of October. God, I can't believe it's October already. What the hell? In the meantime, be sure and support your local music scene and be sure to always buy Canadian whenever possible. And I want to remind you as well that CITR and Discord are presenting tonight at the Astoria, Boogie Monster, Walter TV, and World Club with DJ sets by Zofie Sweetland, Connor Brady, and Kish Cash. And funds go to support us here at CITR. So go out to the Astoria and have yourself a good time and feel good doing it because you'll be supporting CITR and Discorder. And another one of the great series of local shows presented by us here at CITR and Discorder. We're going to be ending off this week's edition of The Canadian Way with one, maybe two, local bands that are celebrating debuts here. The first one is called Peace. Their CD is called Slow Children. It's actually an EP. And it can be found on the Reluctant Records or Reluctant Recordings label, which have been releasing some fantastic stuff over the years. We're going to be listening to the track called I Never Sleep. And then hopefully if we have some time, we may play some Zoe Trio, but I doubt we're going to have time for that. Here is some Peace to end off this week's edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Remember, MySpace/Canadian Way.